this morning, President Jonathan is going to inaugurate a committee, but it's not the committee to start the dialogue. It is an advisory committee. That committee, its terms of reference include the mandate to work out the modalities, the form, the structure, the nomenclature, the agenda for the dialogue or conference. Part of its function also includes advising government on the legal procedures that may be necessary, the legal framework that may be necessary, the consequential action that may follow the outcome of the dialogue, and also to determine what frame that the dialogue or national conference should take. So these are the terms of reference, the advisory committee, which has a chairman, a secretary, and 11 other members who are drawn from different segments of the Nigerian society, including civil society, the academia, and professional groups.
What do you see as the prospect of this committee in helping to advise the president on resolving challenges that the country faces?
Well, the president made this very clear in his address, both to the advisory committee and also to the generality of Nigerians, that the purpose of the whole exercise is to address those issues that continue to cause friction or stoke tension within the Nigerian society, issues that were left unresolved by previous conferences of this nature. You know, in 1994, there was a similar effort. In 2005, there was also a similar effort which was inconclusive as a result of the furore that emerged over the issue of third term around 2006-2007 elections. So this is designed as a problem-solving, you know, unity-forging exercise. And it is not surprising that the proposer has received the support of Nigerians across the various ethnic nationalities, across socio-political organizations, who have said that indeed, you know, a dialogue is necessary and that it's better to judge or rather than war over those contentious issues within the Nigerian nation-state. Of course, you have a couple of naysayers, but those naysayers have just been skeptical, they've just been cynical. But President Jonathan's intention is to give people the opportunity to dialogue. It is out of respect for the freedom of expression and also to promote, you know, the people's basic rights.
You mentioned the naysayers. Opposition groups have said that this is yet another attempt by the president to hoodwink the people of Nigeria and that he's not been able to resolve the challenges, and this is yet another attempt to say that, well, he's not living up to the billing. What do you say to such criticisms?
Well, I will not say that, you know, it's opposition groups per se. The people, the naysayers that I have seen, they are just individuals. You know, people I would classify as, troublemakers and, you know, who are opposing it for selfish political reasons. Because these same isolated individuals, they are persons who had, in fact, on previous occasions, demanded an exercise of this nature, who have said that, look, this is important for Nigeria to move forward. But those individuals, now that they have been confronted with the fact and they have seen that the administration is committed to really having that dialogue and giving them an opportunity to ventilate their own opinions, they now turn around. And all this comes after a fashion of trying to play politics with everything and anything just to be seen to be a contrarian as a habit. But the truth of the matter is that the greater majority of Nigerians believe that the administration means well and that the proposal is in order. And it is those naysayers who, I insist, pursue the minority of the minority and are isolated individuals. They are the ones who are completely mistaken.
You made mention of the fact that similar efforts have been done as recently as 2005. So what is different about this committee that the president is going to commission today? And how successful do you think it's going to be?
What is different, in my view, is the commitment of the government of the day, the political will to make a difference that is being demonstrated by this administration, the fact that this administration is not going to define any no-go areas for the conference, and the fact that the administration has no even agenda whatsoever in making this proposal. You recall, as I said earlier, that the 2005-2006 exercise was hobbled because it then became clear that that National Political Reform Conference was going to be used by the administration of the bill to secure a third term in office for the president at the time, contrary to the Constitution and contrary to the wishes of the people. And at that point, you know, the issue of third term, you know, became the main issue. And the other issues of building the national consensus took the back seat. And, of course, you then had a situation whereby some members of the conference staged a walkout, and the whole thing became a major political crash. But I can assure you that this president, President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, has no hidden agenda and is not going to say that certain issues should not be discussed. There will be no limitation. The only thing that is just in the Constitution, which you may say, you know, is a major concern, is that the Constitution of Nigeria says that Nigeria is an indivisible entity, okay? So the purpose, essentially, is not to use the conference to divide Nigeria, is to build Nigeria, is to further unite Nigeria, is to further give Nigerians an opportunity to resolve whatever issues of disagreement that may be between them. But the government has no intention whatsoever to influence the outcome or to telegraph members of the conference when they eventually emerge.